Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Government spend is set to climb to 2.9 trillion rand, with big allocations flowing to provinces and municipalities. And as good as that is, it makes us very worried because more and more we seem to be taking care of ourselves. We send our kids to private day schools. We go to private doctors and private hospitals. We have security in our areas. We have solar. We many people have either boreholes or water, their own tanks. It is a very, very strange dance that is done between government and the citizens of South Africa whilst they continue to pay taxes. Many people, and I'm starting to see more and more conversations about this, is, well, why should I be paying tax? Shouldn't I be withholding my tax? Well, it's not as simple as that, and we wanted to speak to Advocate Paul Hoffman about it. He's from the Institute for Accountability in South Africa. Advocate Paul Hoffman, good morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning to you, Howard. We're getting blown away in the South Peninsula today.
Oh, really? Because
we survived.
We've had our first. We have our first sunny day in ages up in Joburg today.
Well, enjoy it while you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because if it's blowing down there, it's not going to last up here. Then
we chase it up to you as fast as we can. southeast,
yep.
Northwest. That's when it goes.
That's it. All right, so let's talk about this.
You left two big ticket items off your shopping list.
Okay, tell me.
The cost of education,
mm-hmm,
is also a really big ticket number if you've got to go for private education. And the cost of transport, where, you know, people own cars in South Africa simply because the transport system is really not up to scratch. I think rail is more or less collapsed. Taxis are dangerous and buses are few and far between. So really, you're off the grid in so many ways if you're a South African.
Absolutely. There's no doubt.
At the moment.
Mm.
Well, that's the truth. But the truth is also that if you choose, because of the amount of corruption or because you have no faith in the government spending your money without tainting it with corrupt activities, you are on the wrong side of the law.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally speaking, it's illegal to withhold tax. And of course, people who are in employment, they have their tax deducted by their employers.
Absolutely.
And it's really difficult to stop that. And if you go into a shop and say, oh, well, I'm not going to pay
your
VAT,
you'll get
short shrift for that. So the general rule of law is that you cannot protest against corruption by withholding tax. In fact, withholding tax is a form of tax evasion, which is a crime. So don't do it. Rather, put energy and effort into changing the government and whistleblowing the corrupt, if you're in a position to blow the whistle. And voting out those who do not deserve the trust of the voting public. That's the
bottom line.
Vote
in people who will hold government to account. That said, and it's very, very clear that legally there is no option to withhold tax payments.
Unless, of course, your plan is to overturn the government. You remember the Boston Tea Party in America.
Yes.
Taxation without representation gave birth to America as not as a colony of King George, but as a, today probably the most powerful, in fact, certainly the most powerful nation on earth, with more than 330 million people. So, if you're wanting to follow through on your tax reform,
but you need real commitment for that, which we wouldn't encourage. So the question is, though, from a government perspective, surely it must be a concern for them that this language and these conversations are even out there, because that reflects not necessarily intent, but it reflects a tremendous disgruntlement, dissatisfaction, and frustration with their behavior.
Yes, no, look, you know, I've long been beating the drum that says that corruption can be overcome if we do what the Constitutional Court told us to do back in 2011. They said, they looked at it very carefully. It was when the closure of the scorpions was on the table and trying to put hawks in places in place of scorpions, and the hawks turned out to be pretty tame. But in the course of considering what to do about corruption, the court said, our law, and I'm quoting now, our law demands a body outside executive control to deal effectively with corruption. Now, that is quite a radical change from what we've had up to now. The hawks report to the Minister of Police, the NPA reports to the Minister of Justice, and executive control is the name of the game. In fact, the Constitution says that the Minister of Justice exercises final responsibility over the National Prosecuting Authority, which means that if you've got a corrupt executive, which we know we've got Paula Pala, we've got Jacob Zuma, we've got any number of cabinet ministers who are of questionable probity. And in those circumstances, to allow the control of the anti-corruption machinery of state to be under the thumb of a potentially corrupt cabinet member is just not on, according to the Constitutional Court. And what the Constitutional Court says goes. It's binding. But it's never been done, and we are working hard to make that happen. And so is Glynis Breytenbach, who I know won a Jewish Achiever Prize in the last year or two.
Yes.
She has two bills on the table in Parliament. The one is called the Constitutional Amendment Bill, I think number 20 or whatever, and the other is ordinary legislation, both of which are aimed at, first of all, establishing, which is what you do with the Constitutional Amendment, and then enabling, which is what you do with the ordinary legislation, a new Chapter 9 body, which is designed as an anti-corruption commission, not a commission of inquiry, be warned. It's a commission like the Human Rights Commission. And that body will have a constitutional mandate to deal with serious corruption from detection, prevention, investigation and prosecution, a one-stop shop that deals with corruption. We get that right, we won't have to have conversations.
Absolutely.
About